Hello, and welcome to the Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. Today is Sunday, December 4th, and my name is Mark Rector. During the season, we'll be reading passages of Scripture and devotional thoughts from our Advent devotional guide titled, Dwell, God with Us. Today, I'll be reading Joshua 1, and after I read the passage, I'll share some of my devotional thoughts. I'll be reading from the NIV, the New International Version. Today's devotion is titled, The Help of the Lord. Here's Joshua chapter 1, starting in verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own. But to the Reubenites, the Gadites, and the half-tribe of Manasseh, Joshua said, remember the command that Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you after he said, the Lord your God will give you rest by giving you this land. Your wives, your children, and your livestock may stay in the land that Moses gave you east of the Jordan. But all your fighting men, ready for battle, must cross over ahead of your fellow Israelites. You are to help them until the Lord gives them rest, as he has done for you, and until they too have taken possession of the land the Lord your God is giving them. After that, you may go back and occupy your own land, which Moses, the servant of the Lord, gave you east of the Jordan, toward the sunrise. Then they answered Joshua, whatever you have commanded us, we will do, and wherever you send us, we will go. Just as we fully obeyed Moses, so we will obey you. Only may the Lord your God be with you as he was with Moses. Whoever rebels against your word and does not obey it, whatever you may command them, will be put to death. Only be strong and courageous. So today, my devotion is titled, The Help of the Lord. One of the many lessons children learn as they grow up in church is the ways in which God helps people do difficult things. Think of all the ways God helped his people. He spared Noah and his family from a catastrophic flood. He freed Moses and the Israelites from slavery. He strengthened David to defeat Goliath. He remained with Jesus as he endured the cross. And he blessed Paul to take the message of Jesus across the world, just to name a few. The Bible, in one sense, is one big story of how God continually cares for and provides for his people. Because God has a divine track record of helping his people, our response is to trust the help we know we will receive from him as his people. And as the book of Joshua shows, we have every reason to be confident in God's help. We are so bold in the help we know we have from God that we can be strong and courageous in the way we approach any and every situation that life gives us. Joshua took up the mantle of leadership after Moses died. Like many leaders who were thrust into such a role, I imagine Joshua didn't have things figured out all at once. Joshua's charge was to lead his people into the promised land, no matter what he and the Israelites faced. Over and over again, God reminds Joshua and the Israelites that he is with them wherever they go. Like Joshua, we do not have to motivate ourselves to be strong and courageous. Rather, we are strong and courageous because God reminds us he is with us all the time, and he promises to lead us in ways that bring him glory. Anne and I try our best to encourage our kids to be strong and courageous because God is their help. Our oldest, Josh, loves to recite Joshua 1:9. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And instead of saying Joshua 1:9 as he finishes reciting the verse, Josh instead goes, "Joshua, don't be scared." Even though most of us are older than my 4-year-old son, we need that extra reminder to not be scared. As we journey nearer to the manger this Advent season, I challenge you to place your fears in the loving and tender arms of Jesus, our strength and our help. In and through him, we are strengthened and we are courageous as he supplies our needs and helps us in our weakness. May we all lift our eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we're grateful for this day. Lord, so often in life we feel as if things are too difficult, that there are too many barriers, too many challenges. Lord, remind us today and in the days ahead that you are our help. And just as you helped Joshua many years ago, you help us with that same strength. Help us to rely on that strength, to continually place our trust in you as you guide and lead us wherever we go. We offer this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.